Dreamscape presents Lost Hours by Paige Shelton, narrated by Susie Alphons. 1. I lifted my face to the cool wind and breathed in the crisp air. Contentedness washed through me. The calm wasn't completely unfamiliar, but it had been rare over the last year. Something inside me whispered, "This is the life, Beth. Enjoy every second of it." I hoped I'd never again take such things for granted. A year into my escape to Alaska, I was finally on a boat, on my way to see one of the sights that were the reason most people ventured to this part of the world, glaciers. A year ago, I checked myself out of a hospital in St. Louis and ran away to Benedict, Alaska, gateway and launching point to one of the true wonders of the world. I'd been hesitant to take the tour, having been warned by an acquaintance, Rook, to stay off the water. Back then, I'd figured that even the big tour boats should be off limits. Rook's intuition had been telling him a different story recently. He'd shared with me that he didn't sense I was in any danger at all, particularly aboard one of the big ships. He did suggest I might not want to kayak in Glacier Bay if I'd never kayaked before. But that was practical advice. I hadn't ever been in a kayak or a canoe, and I had no plans to do so anytime soon. When it came to boats in the bay, both Rook and I had concluded that bigger was probably always better. The mid-July weather was unseasonably warm. While 70 degrees wasn't unheard of, 75 was rare. It had hit 76 today, though the local temperature was always described using Celsius. "It is almost 24 degrees. Can you believe it?" I'd asked why Benedict residents didn't use Fahrenheit, like lower 48 residents, but no one had known the answer. Some folks shrugging and commenting, "It's just the way it is." Not only was the higher temperature a rare treat, but it was sunny today, too. Benedict and Glacier Bay saw clouds and some sort of rain most days, July included. If it was going to rain today, though, the clouds that would bring the precipitation were still out of sight. The sun's rays were warm and made me smile. Tex laughed as he stood next to me. "Feels good, huh?" "It does." I shaded my eyes with my hand and looked up at my tall, broad man friend, a title he'd given himself. Most of his self-descriptors were laced with some humor, and it was easy to play along. I continued, "I can't believe you've never done this."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?